Well, good morning, everybody. Isn't it great to be down here, baptising, looking forward to Beth? It's a big day for Beth, isn't it, eh? Well, just wanted to say one of the things, let's have a look. What is baptism? We don't baptise children, babies in our church. Why do we not baptise babies in our church? Because we believe in believer's baptism, which is a baptism where we recognise what has gone on in our life. We want to turn away from the old things. We want to turn to the new, and we come to Christ. And he has died on the cross to cleanse us from all our sins and bring us into a new life. Now, I was christened at the age of something or other, probably a few months. I don't remember it. and I had no idea what was happening to me then. So I didn't, something happened to me, but I don't know what it was. At the age of 11, I got confirmed into the Church of England, right? So that's it's good, isn't it? And I got confirmed with my scout uniform on by the Bishop of Kensington. And why did I get baptised? Why did I get confirmed at the age of 11? Well, it was very spiritual because I got two older brothers, and we used to go to church once a month. We had early morning communion at our church, and if you've ever been to those sort of communion, perhaps in those days, perhaps today it's a bit different, you used to have to kneel for ages while the guy at the front went through a lot of prayers, and then at the end of it you'd eventually go up and get the bread and the wine. Well, all my family would, after all that kneeling, go up and get the bread and wine. And I had to stay where I was in my, you know, wait while they did it. I thought, this isn't on, so I'm going to get confirmed so that I can go and get the communion. Isn't that wonderful? So I had a very spiritual start to my life. But was that wrong? You know, was that all wrong? No, it wasn't wrong. It was God, it was my parents doing the best that they could for me, the best understanding. And they led me through, and God used every situation to bring me to that point when I was 18. And I recognized that I needed Jesus Christ in my life. And I made that commitment, and I got baptized in a little church in Sussex. I just got baptized, full immersion. Okay, so that was the point, because I now understood what I wanted to do, and I've never changed since that. So I wanted to just say something else about this, because we talk about this word baptized. Now, it comes from the Greek baptizo, and baptizo was not a religious word when the Bible was written. It was an ordinary word. It meant complete immersion, plunging, dipping. So if you wanted to dye a piece of cloth, you would baptize it in the dye. It would be completely immersed and it would be changed. If you wanted to get some wine out of a big flagon, you would get a jug and you would baptize the jug into the flagon or big urn to tip it out. If you wanted to get some onions and pickle them, you'd baptise the onions in the vinegar and they would there become pickled. It was immersion. Why is it immersion? Because, well, I'm going to tell you in a moment, but I don't know whether this is absolutely true. This might be my surmise. Why do we retain a word called baptise, a Greek word? You know, and everybody thinks if we say baptism, we now know it, what it, you know, it's something to do with the Christian faith. Why would they not translate it? Because I suspect that when they translated the Bible into English, they were already sprinkling people and not immersing them. So they probably chose not to translate the word because it wouldn't because of the contradictions that might be in place. So that might be true, it might not, but I suspect it is. So let's look at this verse from Romans. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Paul had just gone through a discourse where he's talking about that we are saved not by works, but by grace. The grace of God. Our works don't get us to heaven. Only the grace of God, of Jesus Christ. And he's making this point. If we're forgiven all our sins, can't we just go on sinning because we'll keep on getting forgiven and nothing changed? And he's making this point. No, this is a complete change. When you come to Christ, it's a complete and utter change. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. And just as Christ died for our sins, when we give our lives to Christ, we say, I am leaving the old life. I'm starting a new life in Christ. And this baptism is a symbolic representation of going into the water and leaving your old life behind you and coming into a life that's new. So we see in Galatians, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. I give my life away. My life is no longer mine because I'm putting it in your hands. It's new. I am crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life that I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's a new beginning today, Beth. A new time, a new life. And I can't get the next slide up. Is it stuck? Okay. And in Corinthians it says, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has come. Gold has gone, the new has come. So this is a new day, isn't it? It's new, it's fresh. It's time to go in a new direction. However, I just want to just take it one step further. When John the Baptist was baptizing people for repentance, in other words, for the forgiveness of their sins and get the old life cleared out so you can start the new one. He said this, he prophesied this. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. John the Baptist was prophesying something more. To be baptized in water is one thing, to get the old clean and fresh to start the new life, but we need more. We need another baptism, which is baptism in the Holy Spirit. Immersion, total immersion, total plunging, total living in the Holy Spirit, so that we now begin to live that new life that God wants us to live, not the old life and all the habits of it that we've got. So we need to be baptized both in water and we need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and with fire. So the Holy Spirit will come and burn up all the old stuff so that we can, with power, live our new life. So, Beth, this is a bit of a challenge for you, isn't it? I just want to say to you, this is a new life for you. I'm not doing this. I'll give it back to Gary in a minute. But I'm just saying, this is the new life for you. There may be quite a few other people around here. Have you ever been baptized?
Yep.
Right? Some may not. Some may have been christened. Well, I'm not telling you to be baptized now, but when I was 18, I couldn't just live off the fact that someone had told me that when I was about 3 months old, someone's put the sign of a cross with, you know, a font. I wanted to declare that I had changed my life, and today that's your turn.